should not increase in size and terrestrial capacity. In the past, we have the evidence of the fossil paradoxes, that creatures of this kind may at least attain a length of 6 feet. And considering their intense pugnacity, a crab of such dimensions would be as formidable a creature as one could well imagine. And their amphibious capacity would give them an advantage against us, such as at present is only to be found in the case of the alligator or crocodile. If we imagine a shark that could raid out upon the land, or a tiger that could take refuge in the sea, we should have a fair suggestion of what a terrible monster a large predatory crab might prove. And so, far as zoological science goes, we must at least admit that such a creature is an evolutionary possibility. Then again, the order of the cephalopods, to which belong the cuttlefish and the octopus, sacred to Victor Hugo, may be, for all we can say, to the contrary, an order with a future. Their kindred, the gastropods,